Welcome to issue number 8 of the Dispatch. Each Monday, this letter takes one situation from the week's news and reads it through the lens of Carl Menger and Antal Fekete, paired with a foundational concept, the dashboard, the framework's prediction record, and a piece from the archive. This issue is being delivered late. The May CPI print on June 10 was the first major test of issue number 6's Hormuz predictions, and the framework's discipline requires the engagement to be made publicly and honestly. The next issue will resume the Monday cadence. If someone forwarded this to you, subscribe here, The Lens. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday, June 10, 2026, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the May Consumer Price Index. The headline reading came in at 4.2% year over year, the third consecutive monthly acceleration, up from 3.8% in April, 3.2% in March, 2.4% in January, and the highest reading since April 2023. Core CPI, excluding food and energy, came in at 2.9%, up modestly from April's 2.8%. The headline monthly change was plus 0.5%, the core monthly change was plus 0.2%, below the plus 0.3% forecast. The composition is where the analytical content sits. Point 2026, YoY 8 prior month, YoY 80.4.2%, T.2%, T3.8%, T.9%, T.4.3.3%, T.3.3.3%, T.3%, T.3.3.3%, T.3%, T.4%, T.4.3.9%, T.2.3%, T.2.8%, T.2.9%, T.2.3%, T.3.3%. 2 days before the release, on June 8. Issue number 6 and its companion Forum number 26 made specific time-bounded predictions about how the February 28 Hormuz disruption would propagate to U.S. consumer prices through 10 distinct economic channels operating on calendar time mechanics derived from the empirical pass-through literature. The May print is the first major data point that directly tests those predictions. The framework's record is now in the ledger. Lead essay, The Predictions. Against the data issue, number 6's predictions were specific, time-bounded, and falsifiable. The May print produces the test. Channel issue number 6. Prediction May 2026. Reading CD $0. $1.80. $1.80. Sigil by mid-2026. CD. Sigil by mid-2026. G-dollar 40.5% YoY on $3.40 pre-conflict base. G-dollar headline CPI through Q3 to 4.5 to 5.5% YoY range. C4.2% GWY tracking low end of food inflation 4 to 5% YoY range. C3.1% the root GWBP mom acceleration. Gasoline is precisely on target. Headline. CPI is tracking the slow end of the predicted band, with monthly acceleration consistent with the calendar position, May 3, T. Perstry, from the February 28 shock, the empirical pass-through literature places the major impact still ahead. Food inflation's 80 BP single-month acceleration is the leading edge of the fertilizer, to grain, to retail, propagation. Natural gas is moving up the trajectory. Nothing in the May data requires revision of the predictions. The data is operating within the structural bounds the framework's analysis anticipated. The analytically most significant aspect of the print is not the headline number, but the divergence between headline and core. Headline came in at 4.2%. Core came in at 2.9%. The 1.3 percentage point gap is the widest in the post-pandemic period and substantially wider than the typical gap of 0.2 to 0.4 percentage points that prevails during stable monetary conditions. The framework reads this divergence as the most important single confirmation of issue number 6's structural argument. Issue number 6 was built on the empirical observation that supply shocks propagate to consumer prices on different calendar time mechanics for different transmission channels. Energy transmits within weeks. Refined products take 3 to 5 weeks. Upstream industrial inputs take approximately 6 months. Downstream consumer goods take approximately 20 months. The headline number, which includes energy, would move first. The core number, which excludes energy and tracks the downstream propagation primarily, would move later, with the lag determined by the empirical pass-through dynamics from upstream to downstream. This is exactly what the May data shows. The 1.3-point gap between headline and core is the lag operating in the data series itself. The conventional financial press will read the 2.9% core reading as evidence that underlying inflation remains contained and that the Fed has room to maintain or ease policy. The framework reads it precisely the opposite way. The 2.9% core is evidence that the underlying inflation has not yet arrived. The Fed taking comfort from current core readings is structurally analogous to taking comfort from the asymptomatic incubation period of a known pathogen. The structural conditions producing the eventual symptom set are operationally established. The symptoms are propagating on their own calendar. The May plus 0.2% core monthly change, below the plus 0.3% forecast and substantially below April's plus 0.4%, is the data point most likely to be misinterpreted as cooling inflation. The framework's reading, the lower core MoM in May, reflects the temporary inventory and contract buffers absorbing the early stage shock. Major retailers, manufacturers, and service providers were operating in May under pre-conflict inventory and pre-conflict contracts. The pass-through is deferred, not eliminated. Core MoM is expected to rise meaningfully through Q3, Q4 as inventory cycles complete and contracts roll over. The May print arrives 1 week before the June 16 to 17 FOMC meeting, the first policy meeting of Kevin Warsh's tenure as Fed chair. The print places the FOMC in a structurally awkward position. Headline at 4.2%, the highest in nearly 3 years, provides no analytical justification for rate cuts. Core at 2.9%, still above the 2% target, provides modest analytical justification for maintaining current policy. Market implied probabilities entering the meeting show approximately 99% odds of no change. The framework's reading, the Warsh Fed will face increasing tension between political pressure for rate cuts and the inflation trajectory the catalog has been predicting. The peak household impact arriving in Q1, Q2 2027 will produce headline readings well above any prior post-pandemic level. A Fed easing into that environment would face severe credibility consequences. A Fed maintaining or tightening into that environment would face severe political consequences. The institutional tension between these forces will become operationally consequential by Q4 2026 and acutely visible by Q1 2027. For the household reader, the practical implication is that the Federal Reserve cannot be relied upon to rapidly neutralize the inflation trajectory through conventional monetary policy. The supply-side nature of the shock is largely outside the Fed's effective transmission mechanism. In the short to medium term, the Fed can affect demand, but cannot rapidly increase global oil supply, restore Hormuz shipping insurance, replenish strategic reserves, or accelerate fertilizer production. The framework's updated forward trajectory based on the May data, headline CPI crossing 4.5% by July and reaching 5.0% by August-September, food inflation continuing to accelerate through the 4-5% range by Q4 2026. Core CPI rising to 3.2-3.5% by Q3 as initial downstream transmission begins. Peak. Household impact arriving in Q1, Q2 2027 at 6-7% headline. CPI AC 4-5% core. The framework's central forecast unchanged. The trajectory toward that peak is now visible in the published data and operating at a pace consistent with the empirical pass-through literature. Concept in focus. Calendar. Time propagation. Issue number 6 introduced the framework's central concept for engaging supply-side shocks. Propagation operates on calendar time, not news. Cycle time. The shock occurs in days. The buffers absorb it for weeks or months. The contract structures defer the effect onto future renewal periods. The empirical pass-through literature gives specific channel-by-channel timelines, with substantial asymmetry between upstream 75% within 6 months, and downstream 20 months for similar impact industries. The May CPI print is the first major data release that operationalizes this framework against a specific contemporary shock. Energy channels are substantially transmitting. Gasoline plus 40.5%, fuel oil plus 58.9%. Food is in early to mid transmission, plus 3.1%, accelerating. Core, the downstream aggregate, is largely not yet transmitting, 2.9%. The headline versus core gap is the calendar time propagation made visible in the data series itself. This is structurally identical to the diagnostic posture the framework has taken across other domains. Forum number 16's argument that the FDIC failure count masks substantial underlying stress because the substitute layer suppresses recognition events. Forum number 17's argument that national housing aggregates obscure metro-level heterogeneity that determines household outcomes. Forum number 20's direct audit of CPI, GDP, and the 20's direct audit of CPI, GDP, and the 2% target. In every case, the aggregate that the financial press tracks fails to capture structural information that decomposition reveals. The 4.2% headline and 2.9% core are not telling the same story. They are telling different parts of the same story, separated by approximately 9 to 15 months of propagation calendar time. The Atlas page on the Austrian business cycle covers the underlying theory of how propagation lags accumulate into the cyclical patterns the framework's diagnostic apparatus is calibrated to read. The actionable. The framework's specific operational observations calibrated to the May print. 1. The trajectory is now visible in the data. The Hormuz disruption's effect on cost of living is no longer a forecast. It is the reading. Gasoline at plus 40.5% YoY is the May number. Food at plus 3.1% is reality. Forward propagation that issue number 6 outlined is operationally underway. 2. The current readings substantially understate where the trajectory is going. The May print captures direct fuel transmission as substantially complete, food transmission in early to mid-phase, and downstream transmission largely ahead. Forward financial decisions should anticipate that the next 12 months of CPI prints will show substantially higher headline readings, with food and manufactured goods catching up to the energy transmission already visible. 3. The 2.9% core reading should not be mistaken for evidence of contained inflation. It reflects the propagation timeline operating exactly as the framework's empirical analysis predicted. It is not a signal that inflation is moderating. It is a signal that the downstream transmission has not yet substantially arrived. Decisions made on the assumption that core inflation is under control are made on data that misrepresents the underlying trajectory. Major one-time purchases benefit from sooner rather than later execution. Inventory cycles, contract rollovers, and hedging program expirations create a window during 2026 where pre-shock pricing structures are still operational for many manufactured goods. That window closes through Q3 and Q4. Vehicles, appliances, durables, and similar purchases that can reasonably be executed in 2026 will be substantially cheaper than the same purchases executed in 2027. 5. The Federal Reserve cannot rapidly neutralize the supply-side shock. Household planning should not assume monetary policy will substantially mitigate the propagation timeline. The supply-side nature of the shock places it largely outside the Fed's effective transmission mechanism in the short to medium term. Educational content only, not investment advice.